What is the main motivation behind proposing the multi-head mixture of experts, MHMO, method?
The main motivation behind proposing the multi-head mixture of experts, MHMO, method is to address the limitations of sparse mixtures of experts, SMOE, models, specifically the issues of low expert activation and the lack of fine-grained analytical capabilities. The MHMO method aims to enhance the utilization of experts by activating a higher percentage of them during optimization and inference, thereby improving the scalability and effectiveness of the model. Additionally, MHMO seeks to achieve a more detailed understanding of input tokens by employing a multi-head mechanism to split each token into sub-tokens and distribute them to different experts. This approach allows the model to focus on information from various representation spaces within different experts, enabling a more granular understanding of subtle differences in both vision and language patterns. Overall, the main goal of MHMO is to overcome the limitations of SMOE models and enhance model performance by achieving denser expert activation and finer-grained understanding ability.
How does the proposed method MHMO address the low experts activation issue in sparse mixture of experts, SMOE?
The proposed method MHMO addresses the low experts activation issue in sparse mixture of experts, SMOE, by employing a multi-head mechanism to split each input token into multiple sub-tokens and distribute them to different experts. This allows MHMO to achieve denser expert activation without increasing computational and parameter complexity. Specifically, when a single input token is provided, MHMO activates multiple experts by splitting it into sub-tokens, whereas SMOE only activates one expert. By allocating sub-tokens to distinct experts, MHMO can simultaneously focus on information from various representation spaces within different experts, ensuring a more granular understanding for subtle differences in both vision and language patterns. This approach enables MHMO to alleviate the low expert activation problem and significantly enhance the usage of larger experts by optimizing almost all experts, achieving a higher activation ratio compared to SMOE.
Can you explain the token splitting merging, TSM, operation in MHMO and its role in achieving denser expert activation?
The token splitting merging, TSM, operation in MHMO involves splitting each input token into sub-tokens using a multi-head mechanism and routing them to different experts for processing. This operation plays a crucial role in achieving denser expert activation by allowing the model to activate multiple experts for a single input token, thereby enhancing the utilization of experts and improving the model's scalability and effectiveness. The TSM operation splits each token into sub-tokens, routes them to specific experts based on gating values, processes them through the activated experts, and then merges the outputs back into the original token form. By segmenting tokens into sub-tokens and distributing them to various experts, MHMO can capture diverse semantic information from different representation spaces within experts, leading to a finer-grained understanding of the input data. The TSM operation ensures that the model can effectively utilize a larger number of experts, enabling more efficient scaling of model capacity without introducing additional computational burden in subsequent layers.
What are the benefits of introducing the multi-head mechanism in MHMO compared to the traditional SMOE approach?
Introducing the multi-head mechanism in MHMO compared to the traditional SMOE approach provides several benefits. Firstly, the multi-head mechanism in MHMO enables denser expert activation, addressing the issue of low expert utilization present in traditional SMOE models. This leads to a significant enhancement in the usage of larger experts, achieving up to 90.71% activation compared to the 8.33% activation ratio in SMOE. Secondly, the multi-head mechanism allows for a finer-grained understanding ability by distributing sub-tokens to different experts, enabling the model to jointly attend to information from various representation spaces within different experts. This results in a more detailed and nuanced understanding of both vision and language patterns. Additionally, The multi-head mechanism facilitates seamless integration of sub-tokens into the original token form, without introducing any additional computational burden in subsequent layers. Lastly, the multi-head mechanism in MHMO is straightforward to implement and can be easily integrated with other SMOE optimization methods, enhancing overall performance without increasing computational complexity.
How is the training objective of MHMO different from traditional load balancing loss objectives in sparse mixture of experts, SMOE?
The training objective of MHMO differs from traditional load balancing loss objectives in sparse mixture of experts, SMOE, by incorporating an auxiliary load balancing loss, in addition to minimizing the loss associated with the target task. The load balancing loss in MHMO aims to address the expert load imbalance problem by computing the imbalance and the routing of sub-tokens to different experts within the model. This auxiliary loss helps in ensuring that the experts are utilized more evenly and efficiently during both optimization and inference processes. On the other hand, traditional load balancing loss objectives in SMOE focus solely on maintaining a constant computational demand while enhancing model capacity without explicitly considering the expert load distribution imbalance. By including the auxiliary load balancing loss, MHMO aims to optimize the activation of experts more effectively, leading to improved model performance and scalability compared to traditional SMOE approaches.
What are the downstream evaluation results for MHMO in English focus language modeling, multilingual language modeling, and masked multimodal modeling experiments?
In the downstream evaluation results for MHMO in English-focused language modeling, it achieved the best performance with an average gain of 1.1 for 8 experts and 1.5 for 32 experts compared to XMO. In multilingual language modeling, MHMO outperformed XMO with an average gain of 0.6 for 8 experts and 0.8 for 32 experts. For masked multimodal modeling, MHMO surpassed XMO by significant margins in tasks such as visual question answering, visual reasoning, and image captioning. For example, in VQA, MHMO outperformed both Dense and XMO by 4.24 and 1.69 points respectively on the test dev split. In visual reasoning, MHMO surpassed XMO by 1.5 points on the dev split and 1.7 points on the test P split. Additionally, for image captioning, MHMO outperformed XMO by 4.2% in BET 4, 10.2% in Meteor, and 9.4% in Spice. These results demonstrate the effectiveness of MHMO in enhancing visual information comprehension and capturing diverse semantic and detailed information within visual data, leading to superior performance across multiple downstream tasks in different domains.